One of the most successful public speakers in the United States told me recently that he can sense the civic pride of a city by the amount of applause he receives. In a general way, audiences in smaller cities do not give him as much applause as do those in larger places, and he believes the reason is that smaller cities are more likely to have an unacknowledged inferiority sense. Nobody in the audience would admit, even to himself, that his own town isn't just as good as any. Yet my informant declares the audience in a small city is inclined to imagine wrongly that the lecturer doesn't amount to much, or else he wouldn't have come there. Members of the audience actually doubt if their town is good enough for first-class lecture. Half suspecting that lecture isn't really good, naturally the audience isn't enthusiastic in its applause. On the other hand, audiences are larger in the smaller cities, and most of a lecturer's revenues comes from them rather than from metropolitan centers. A New York or Chicago lecture is almost never profitable. Of course, a lecturer likes to speak in these larger places to have that fact to refer to in advertising himself elsewhere, but he can get a bigger crowd in a city where a lecture is more of an event, where there are fewer counter-attractions. This same man went on to explain that a city which has recently grown rapidly and advanced within a few years from a small town to a place of greater consequence is especially likely to be modest in applause. Such a town desires to show that it cannot be impressed by anything short of the best. It prefers to show by restrained enthusiasm that it can be dignifiedly discriminating. All of which reminds me of a girl I used to take to theaters. She never applauded anything unless she had previously read a favorable review of it in a large city paper. Her lack of enthusiasm nearly made a gloomy man of me, and I was glad when she married a traveling salesman and moved away.